you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Greetings, humans. You have entered the command zone, your destination for all aspects of Elder Dragon Highlander. Enjoy your stay.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Command Zone Podcast. I am your host, Jimmy Wong.
How's it? It's Josh Lee Kwai.
Ikoria, Lair of Behemoths is almost here, and it's a really, really good time to be a content creator in the Magic community right now because the main set is coming out the exact same time as the Commander Prague this year. It's a brand new thing that they're doing, and so that means these next few weeks are going to be stuffed with previews and spoilers and all that.
Yeah, you say good time. I say crazy time.
Yeah, crazy.
It's, our schedule of the stuff we need to cover and talk about is nuts. So, yeah, there's going to be previews and spoilers like flying around the internet all over because of the fact, like you said, there's a Commander product coming out and there's a regular main set coming out at the same time. Ooh. So we're going to begin by doing our preview card. And it's a card that's in both Ikoria, Lair of Behemoths, the main set, and also in the Commander products.
Yeah.
We're going to explain how that works and why that happened. But before we get into it, you're going to want all this Ikoria stuff. You're going to want these Commander precons. There's a bunch of new awesome cards in them. There's mm-hmm. some decent reprints. You're going to want booster boxes, booster packs, maybe collector boosters of the Ikoria, Lair of Behemoths main set stuff. And you can get all of that by going to cardkingdom.com/commandzone. You're going to buy these Magic cards anyway. If you just use the affiliate link, when you do, you really are supporting Game Nights, this podcast, all of our content. You're really helping us keep the lights on around here. You're helping us support the team that we need in order to put out this volume of content.
Yeah, it's the biggest year ever for us and for Commander, and we've scaled up, and that means you also need to scale up your game by purchasing some Ultra Pro products because there's sets. There's stuff from Ikoria. There's stuff from the Commander sets. There is tons of new art that's out. Tons of new cool things to adorn your battlefield with. So when you're on cardkingdom.com/commandzone, or if you're just sleeving up your brand new precon or adjusting your new decks, you're going to make sure you do so. Maybe you need to update your sleeves. I do that occasionally. Well, not with the Eclipse ones because they have been on my Commanders for forever. But making new decks, all that stuff. Make sure you purchase Ultra Pro product. You're also sponsoring. I almost said support and sponsoring.
At the same time, sponsoring
the show. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Ultra Pro stuff really does keep your cards and all your game pieces in pristine condition. They are the only ones that I trust mm-hmm. to make sure that my stuff stays, you know, pristine in near mint condition. This stuff is valuable, so you want to protect it. And the final way to support all of our content is directly if you go to patreon.com/commandzone. You get to watch game nights a day early before anyone else. You get to interact with Jimmy and I on our Discord. A lot of different perks and rewards. Again, patreon.com/commandzone. And one other perk is we shout out one lucky patron every single episode. And this episode is dedicated to Sean Gao. Sean, you rock. All right, you may notice that we didn't sing at the beginning of this episode because it's a special one. It's going to be quick, but it's also a little bit complicated. So let me lay it down for you. Here's what's happening. Tomorrow, from the release date of this video, so this is a Friday. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's going to be a Saturday. On Saturday, we're going to be releasing a video with our exclusive preview card from this year's Commander product. We can't say anything yet about it, except that the card comes from the Timeless Wisdom Jeskai Cycling deck. We've got the deck right here. It's the one with Gavi
Nest Warden.
Oh, I'm trying to grab it.
I could have helped you, but I decided
with Gavi Nest Warden on the cover. Those, to our knowledge, are the only things that have been previewed about the deck. But this weekend are going to be a bunch of preview cards, not just from us, but from other content creators. So Saturday, we reveal our exclusive preview cards. Then on Monday, when all the new cards from the decks, from all five of the decks, will have supposed to have been previewed by everybody at that point.
Yep.
Blake, I don't envy Blake because he's trying to navigate all this, coordinate that. Yeah, it's nuts. So on Monday, April 6th, we're going to be in charge of doing the full deck reveal for this same deck, the Cycling Gavi Nest Warden Jeskai deck.
Timeless Wisdom.
Timeless Wisdom, that's what it's called. We're in charge of revealing, just like we did last year. We did for every deck. We did a full deck reveal, which is basically going over all the cards that that aren't new, that are reprints, and just kind of filling out what the rest of the deck list looks like. and breaking down the reprints and the value and that kind of stuff. And this year, we're only doing that for one of the decks.
Last year, if you remember, we did it for every one of the decks.
Yeah, and I think they did something really cool. So a bunch of other content creators are going to be doing full deck reveals of the other decks. So DJ from Jumbo Commander, our buddy Mitch from Commander's Quarters, other content creators will be handling other decks. So that's the schedule. Today, this one card. Tomorrow, another preview card. And then Monday, April 6th, is the full deck reveal.
Yeah, we're like ramping up into the full thing. Now, however, it is a little different in our case, and we're not sure if this is the same case for everyone else, but our card that we are previewing today does occupy a reprint slot in our deck because it's also a brand new card from the Ikoria main set.
So you remember that video we did last year that was sitting down with Gavin, and we were talking about all the stuff that was going on this year, and one of the questions I think you asked, Jimmy, was like, okay, so Ikoria and the Commander product are coming out at the same time. Does that mean there'll be any cards from the main set that are actually in these Commander decks? And he said, yeah, just a few.
Yep. Because if you're trying to build a deck around a brand new mechanic or a mechanic that needs to have some support from the main set, for instance, if you're doing Kaladesh and wanting to do a Commander deck around energy, you could make a lot of new cards in the pre-con, but you might need to borrow some from the main set as well.
So this card today that we're going to preview is a card that exists in the Ikoria Lair of Behemoths main set, the standard legal one, but is occupying a reprint slot in the Commander pre-con deck, the Jeskai Timeless
Wisdom.
Timeless Wisdom deck. So that's why we're previewing it today.
All right. Well, so let's get into it.
Yeah, we've enough prelude. go ahead. I'll let you unveil
it. All right. Our preview card. All right. Our preview card for Ikoria
Lair of Behemoths
is Valiant Rescuer. One and a white for a 3/1 creature, human soldier. Whenever you cycle another card for the first time each turn, create a 1/1 white human soldier creature token, and the card itself, Valiant Rescuer, has cycling for 2 mana. You can pay 2 mana to discard this card and then draw a card.
So we know cycling is a theme in Ikoria Lair of Behemoths. Mm-hmm. I don't know, at this point, you've hopefully watched the video that I did with Becca Scott and Mark Hagen and Doug Beyer, sort of introducing all this stuff. A lot of these commanders got seen for the first time there, so they told us that cycling is in Lair of Behemoths is a thing.
Yeah, and cycling has been a mechanic that's been around for a long, long time in Magic, and it's one that the R&D is not afraid to bring back.
Yeah.
It's a really, really fun mechanic, and it also is very useful in Limited, Standard, Modern, Pioneer, Legacy, and Commander. So it works across all those formats. It makes sense why it's coming back here. And as we know, based on the commander on the front of this deck, that you can cycle a card each turn for free when you're using Gavi. So what Valiant Rescuer basically is doing here is basically every single time that you cycle a card for the first time each turn, so you could cycle on your turn, the next turn, the next turn, and that, you're going to get a 1/1 creature token as well.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed about the card when I looked at it, was it says each turn, not your turn. Mm-hmm. So if it's my card, I can pass a turn and cycle during Jimmy's turn, get another token, cycle during Mel's turn, get a token, cycle during Megan's turn, get another token. And it's interesting because it does really function like Gavi does, because Gavi is making those cat dinosaur tokens when you draw your second card each turn.
Mm-hmm.
So Gavi is this cycling token deck, and it fits really well into that.
Yeah, it's a cute, redundant way to basically make Valiant Rescuer do what Gavi does. But because we are going to be going through these decks, we do deck upgrades for each of these in the future. We're going to go really deep into Timeless Wisdom. But right now, because this is just a preview card and it's from the main set as well, we're going to talk about Valiant Rescuer more in a vacuum.
Yeah, so we're not going to talk about it exclusively in the Gavi deck. We're just going to say, hey, as a card in Commander, you know, what do we think about this card and what other cards would we put with it? So it's interesting because it does pull you in those two directions. You want a certain amount of cycling. Otherwise, this card does nothing.
Right.
But also, you want some token synergy stuff because it's going to create these little creatures that you want to do something with. So I think the first thing you want to do with this card is make sure that you are able to cycle on the other player's turns. And that's very mana intensive, right? Like, it's 2 to cycle this. A lot of cycling has even more cost than that. And so having the mana available to cycle on each player's turn is going to be tough, so you probably need some cards that help you over that hurdle.
Yeah, this is a fun one. It's Fluctuator, 2 mana for an artifact, and basically cycling costs you up to 2 less to pay. So Valiant Rescuer, you would cycle this card for free.
Yep.
Because it's cost of 2. And a lot of the lands as well that are the cycle lands have a cost of 2 to cycle. So that just makes it free to discard and draw a card. Very powerful.
Or at least cheaper, right? Because like 1 mana on my turn, 1 mana on your turn is doable.
Yeah.
But if you're playing 3 or 4, it's not. Another key cycling card is New Perspectives. It's 5 and a blue for an enchantment. When New Perspectives enters the battlefield, draw 3 cards.
That's pretty good, by the way.
Yeah, but then it says, as long as you have 7 or more cards in your hand, you may pay 0 rather than pay cycling costs.
Interesting.
So this is a Gavi kind of, but for all your cycling, as long as you have 7 cards, you're just like cycling for free all the time.
Yeah, and that's really powerful, by the way, is paying 0 for cycle costs. There are some cards out there that if you cycle it and you pay 0, and there's another effect that triggers, yep. So you're getting tons and tons of value from that.
Okay, so the next thing is Valiant Rescuer is making tokens. So you're in a token theme already. So I think other cards that make tokens would be good in a deck that has Valiant Rescuer in
it. This is one of those cards that works so well cycling because it triggers on drawing cards, and it's the Locust God, 4 blue and a red for a 4/4 legendary creature god with flying. Again, this would go into the Gavi deck because it is red, white, and blue. Whenever you draw a card, create a 1/1 blue and red insect creature token with flying and haste. And of course, the Locust God, you can also pay 2 a blue and a red to draw a card, then discard a card. And like the other gods in this cycle, when the Locust God dies, return it to the owner's hand at the beginning of the next end step.
So this is really like you're cycling. So remember, cycling is discarding a card and drawing a card. And so for the Locust God, that will make a token. So you'd be making 2 tokens with Valiant Rescuer. Another card that sort of makes tokens through drawing cards is Chasm Skulker. This is whenever you draw a card, you put a +1 counter on it. And then when it dies, you create X11 blue squid creature tokens with Island Walk, where X is the number of +1/+1 counters on Chasm Skulker.
Yeah, normally that just grows by 1 card each turn. But if you're cycling constantly, you may get 3 counters in a single turn, especially if you have like a fluctuator out and boom, sacrifice that thing and get a lot more tokens. Drakehaven, I really love this card. I loved building around it in draft.
Yeah, it was awesome.
2 in the blue enchantment. Whenever you cycle or discard a card, very interesting, both work, you may pay 1 mana. If you do, create a 2/2 blue drake creature token with flying. This makes the cycle every turn like New Perspectives and Fluctuator much more important because you're reducing those costs and you're going to have the mana to make a 2/2 flying blue drake.
For 1 mana.
Yeah, really good.
Pretty good. Another one is Decree of Justice. So its cost is 2 white-white and then XX. So for 6 mana, X is equal to 1. Mm-hmm. And it says create X 4/4 white angel creature tokens with flying. Very expensive, not great. However, it can cycle for 2 and a white, and it says, when you cycle Decree of Justice, you may pay X. If you do, create X 1/1 white soldier creature tokens. So for 2 and a white and like 4 or 5 more mana, you make 4 or 5 soldiers. Remember, it does replace itself because you're cycling it.
Right.
And it's at instant speed, and you're cycling it, making something with Valiant Rescuer, getting more tokens out there. You could just suddenly have a lot. One of the more powerful things to do with tokens is get a lot right before your turn starts, and then on your turn, do something with them.
Yeah, and cycling can be done at instant speed. And let's just say it's late in the game, you can just make a bunch of 4/4s instead, if you have enough mana.
The interesting thing about cycling to not forget is that you are discarding a card when you do it. So cycling reads, pay the cycling cost, discard this card, : draw a card. So it will trigger things that trigger off of you discarding cards.
Yep. Bone Miser, a new recent commander print from the last set. 4 in the black for a 4/4 zombie wizard. Whenever it has 3 things on it, and it's the parallel of another card. Whenever you discard a creature card, create a 2/2 black zombie creature token. Or whenever you discard a land card, add black to your mana pool. Or whenever you discard a non-creature, non-land card, draw a card.
Yeah.
So lots to be done here. If you cycle and that last one's non-creature, non-land, you're drawing 2 cards.
So good. Ooh. It makes cycling so good. Now, we know this is a black card, and it can't go in the Gavi deck. Again, remember, we're talking about Valiant Rescuer just in general in Commander, not in relation to the Gavi deck. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're making a bunch of tokens. You've got your cycling cheaper, and now what do you do with token decks? You want to pump your team. You want to get in there for a bunch of damage.
Flap them.
And this is the most interesting category for me, because how do you use cycling in a way that synergizes with tokens? That cross section is
pretty small.
Yeah, and I think if you can figure that out, the deck will actually maybe be pretty good. So the first one to talk about here is Gem Palm Avenger, 5 and a white for a 3/5 human soldier, but it has cycling for 2 and a white. And it says, when you cycle Gem Palm Avenger, soldier creatures get +1/+1 and gain first strike until end of turn. Mm. So this is a cycle, pump your team. Really useful, because you can just cycle it away to make the soldier, but if you draw it later in the game and you have a bunch of soldiers,
right,
boom, I'm going to use it to pump my team up.
Valiant Rescuer, by the way, it makes soldiers.
Yep.
Gleam of Resistance, 4 and a white for an instant, and it says creatures you control get +1/+2 until end of turn. Untap those creatures. But it also has basic land cycling on it, which is a new type of cycling that was introduced later on, where you can pay 1 and a white to discard it, and then you search your library for a basic land card. Any of them, by the way. So these were heavy in the 4-color commander decks to help fix your mana in those 4-color decks. And it's also just 5 mana. Pump your whole team and untap them.
So again, same thing kind of as the Gem Palm Avenger. Early on, maybe just cycle it to get a land, get a token. Later on, you draw it and you say, oh, I got a lot of tokens now. I'm going to pump my team.
Yep, works really well in the deck.
Marshalling Cry, another similar one. One white, white for a sorcery. Creatures you control get +1/+1 and gain vigilance until end of turn, but has cycling for 2 mana and also has flashback for 3 and a white. So you can cycle it away, replace it, and then cast it out of your graveyard for 3 and a white.
For just 1 more mana, too.
Or you could even cast it again out of your graveyard to give everything +2/+2. So,
Yes. Very, very useful. I like that card. Decree of Savagery, 7 green for an instant to put +4/+1/+1 counters on each creature you control. You can also cycle it for 4 green, that's 6 mana. And whenever you cycle it, you may put +4/+1/+1 counters on target creature. So again, it's good late, it's good early. It does the cycle. Well, it's not great early. It's good late, but it has the option to cycle and replace itself if you're looking for something different.
Yeah.
And cycling decks are really powerful because you are able to constantly be searching through your deck for a better answer with these sort of cantrip type effects.
Now again, it's green. It cannot go in the Gavi deck, but another deck that had cycling and Valiant Rescuer could use it, and this one's the same. Invigorating Boon, 1 and a green for an enchantment. Whenever a player cycles a card, you may put a +1/+1 counter on target creature. So this you just put out early, get a lot of extra value off your cycling, make 2/2s kind of instead of 1/1s
and just from keep Valiant on Rescuer. Going. Yeah.
And then there's one more that I thought was very interesting and another way to think orthogonally about deck building and cards that might be useful.
Very imaginary.
Yes.
So Imaginary Threats, 2 blue for an instant. Creatures target opponent controls attack this turn if able. During that player's next untap step, creatures he or she controls don't untap. And it also is just cycling for 2.
So this is a card, I think, in a token deck just to shield down somebody,
right.
Make it so they don't untap, and then
force all their creatures to attack. Now, they're probably attacking you if you're casting this on them, but
you never know. You might have a lot of tokens. They might want to come in at you.
True.
Just kind of gets them their shields down, taps their creatures, and opens the way for your next attack. Or if that's not a situation you find yourself in, because it's pretty specific, you just cycle this for 2 mana, replace itself, make a soldier token with a Valiant Rescuer, and you go on with your life. And or maybe you cycle it for free because this one can go in Gavi, or you have Fluctuator or something like that out.
Yeah, I like Valiant Rescuer a lot. I'm interested to see how well it plays in the set as well. I think cycling, again, is a very, very fun mechanic to build around, and it cares about decks that want to discard cards that want to cycle as well. So interesting look here at a cool uncommon from the set.
Yeah, it isn't uncommon. It's not going to be like a powerhouse commander card. It's pretty narrow. It's going to go in specific decks, but I think in the right decks, it can do some work. So pretty cool. All right, to the listeners. Again, this was a quick one because we are teasing a bunch of further videos. Tomorrow, we're going to have our Commander 2020 or Commander Ikoria. What are we calling this set?
Ikoria, I Commander.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's definitely what we're calling it. Tomorrow, we're going to have our preview card for that. And then on Monday, April 6th, we are going to do the full deck reveal for the Jeskai Cycling Timeless Wisdom deck.
Yeah.
So to the listeners, are you excited about Commander 20? Which deck are you the most excited about?
Yeah, I'm excited about this deck.
Yeah, this deck seems super sweet.
I mean, have you read the Commander? It's pretty nuts.
Cheating of mana costs.
Yeah, and I'm going to pick up this Commander as well. And the way I'm going to do that is the way that you should do it, by heading on over to cardkingdom.com/commandzone. You can just get the Commander. You can get the whole deck. You can get the sleeves that match the deck. You can do whatever you want, really.
You get all 5 decks.
Why not? Yeah, and they probably have some sort of deal where you can buy all 5 at once. Yep. The Commander product, again, it's a great way to up your collection, add a lot more to it, or if you just need little bits and pieces here, because these are some reprints coming out, some cards are going to dip in price, and it's a perfect time to pick them all up. So make sure you use cardkingdom.com/commandzone when you do so.
Yeah, my favorite product every single year is a Commander product.
Yeah, bar by none. Far. Yeah, by
it's
far.
Not even close. And then you're going to pick up this stuff, and you're going to want to protect it. You're going to want to put it into a nice Ultra Pro Eclipse sleeve, or maybe like a Guild theme sleeve, or an Ikoria theme sleeve. They have all that stuff. You don't want these cards getting damaged. They are going to increase in value. We've seen that over time with a lot of Commander cards. Who knows what the Teferi's Protection or whatever the set is. I have my guess. There is a couple cards that I'm sure
there is one that I think we both agree is going to wow.
Yeah, it's going to be worth a lot. And so you're going to want to protect your stuff. Ultra Pro really does make this best stuff to protect your stuff. They make the playmats so that your cards stay clean. They don't get scuffed up. They make the deck boxes so that all your cards, when you're traveling with them and carrying them around, they don't bang around and they don't get bent and things like that. So
they've been doing it for the longest time.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. They're really the ones we trust to protect our game pieces. So big thanks to Ultra Pro for sponsoring all of our content. We are not going to do an end step because this is a really quick episode, but we are going to see you again very, very soon. In fact, tomorrow.
Yeah, but a big shout out, as always, to our editing, graphics, and logistics team here at the Command Zone. We have Craig Blanchett, Ashlyn Rose, Lady Danger, Manson Lung, Josh Murphy, Jake Boss, Alfred Estaca, and Sam Wallow.
Good work, everybody. And special thanks to Jeffrey Palmer for the living card animations that begin and end each of our episodes. And
live behind us on set.
That's right.
And the special new animations we always have for Game Nights, Jeffrey provides those as well. You can find him online on Twitter at LivingCardsMTG.
All right, everybody, we'll see you for our preview card tomorrow.
Yeah, and even more past that. See you soon.
Peace.
Thank you for your attention. For further inquiries, send an email to commandcast@rocketjump.com or ask us on Twitter at JF Wong and at Josh Lee Kwai. See you later, alligator.
Greetings, humans.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.